Shame.
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 The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Hey, it's us. Good morning to you. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That is Jamie.
Good morning.
That's the third morning in a row.
Yeah.
You forgot to turn your microphone on. You know
what's
why?
On? It's just on wrong program.
Oh, I see.
Program one was not selected.
So I wasn't going to blame it on a technical issue. I was going to say you are such an unselfish human.
Oh.
That you're only worried about myself and Jason. That you forget to turn your
microphone. If you want, we're moving buildings. I could ask if you put in a different room. That'd be all right. Sometimes.
Is that something you'd like? Or?
Well, sometimes, yeah, for sure. But not all the time. I guess I can't pick and choose, right?
Right.
Can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Here I am being nice to you.
Is that what they say?
And you're having a little fit over there talking about being in a different room.
Yeah.
I have my question of the day if you
guys. Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear your question of the day.
If you and, okay. So if you could erase one memory from your life, what would it be? And don't make it serious. Don't make it dramatic. Like, not a sort of a minor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nothing major.
I know mine.
And heavy.
Like, not an incident, just a memory. Or is it an incident and a memory?
It could be the same. Like, I know immediately what jumps to my head.
What's that?
Is it you grounding out?
Yeah, when I ground out to the second baseman to lose the Ontario Baseball Championship.
Oh, what was the count in that, by the way? Do you remember what the count was?
It was pretty early.
Oh, so you didn't even have to swing.
Yeah. No.
You got anxious.
No. Yeah, I think it was 0-1.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a nice pitch. I just topped it. I just got overexcited.
It obviously has haunted you for some time.
Yeah.
You were the guy.
I was the guy.
They depended on you.
Third in the order. I was the guy. Oh, everyone was excited. Oh. We're down by one. There's two guys on base.
Oh.
Yeah, it was all set up for me to be the hero.
Now look at you.
And I just hit this piddly little, not even a challenge for the second bag. Directly at him. Nice, clean three hops. Like, nothing, you know.
They were cheering before the ball even got to him, basically.
Yeah, right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'd want to erase that.
Do you have one?
I don't like thinking of that time we were at a ski trip with school.
Uh-huh.
We were going up the chairlift, and we told a kid to go off a jump at the end, and then we went down, and there was just a bunch of people gathered around this lifeless body.
He died?
I don't think so. They would have closed the hill, I imagine. They didn't. So that's what we kept telling ourselves. Well, I kept telling myself. Well, he didn't die because they would have closed the hill. He might have broken his back. Spinal. But who knows? He didn't have to go off the jump, though.
No, he didn't.
We were like, dude, go off. He wasn't even from our school. We just saw him. We're like, dude, go off the jump at the end. He went, yeah. And then we went down, and he was just like laying there, and a bunch of people crowded around looking at him.
That's terrible.
So maybe I know, but also.
You don't seem to, want to erase it.
You're kind of right. I think about it more often than I should.
Yeah.
You know? Because it happened.
You don't know, because you don't know the answer. You don't know what the.
It happened, 25 years ago.
Wow.
You don't know if that kid is wheeling around somewhere today. You don't know if he's totally fine. You don't know if he
has a drool cup.
You have no idea.
And you feel guilt. You shouldn't feel guilt.
Well, not that much. He's laughing.
You didn't push him off the jump.
No.
It's like you skiing and he was going to go the other way and you pushed him into it. Like you just say, hey, man.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't know that I have a specific incident because I regret everything. You know what I mean? Like even good things because when you make, even if I was happy with it, I regret not choosing something else because I've missed out on it.
What a terrible way to go about life.
It's awful.
That is.
But if I think about it, yes, I really enjoyed all these things I've done, but what if I had done those?
Oh, wow.
And it bothers you?
Not really. When I think about it, it doesn't haunt me during the day. But when we start to talk about it,
Like when you're coaching hockey. Hmm.
Yeah.
You love it. You have a great time.
It's great.
Are you thinking, geez, I could be doing something else, and then you get upset about it?
No. In the moment, you're doing it.
That would be why.
No, but upon reflection, you're going what if I bought that car instead of this car?
Oh,
what if I, walked this way instead of that way?
You got hit by a car. You don't know.
Yeah. You don't know.
You should start walking different ways
every
day.
Do different ways.
But then it doesn't matter because I'll regret the way I didn't walk. It's a terrible situation.
I don't mean directionally. I mean, just walk different. Do differently.
Oh,
like
yeah.
walk like different a chicken. Cool chicken. Guy walks. One day walk like a chicken.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah,
there's, there's a song about that.
Yeah. I'm not telling you, I wouldn't have fun doing it. It's just I would at some point go, I wonder if I should have done it the other way.
Oh, okay.
So you're not up for the walking idea then? Is what you're saying?
Lock your knees, the old lock your knees walk.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it.
There's a thousand different ways you can walk. Uh-huh. You can walk different shuffle, all the time.
Like a penguin, you can walk like a penguin.
Yeah. I remember one day last week, I was just running from place to place in the hallways, and you thought it was funny.
Yeah, because you're full out spray tan.
Yeah. In our place of business. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Don't give people the wrong idea. I was sprinting for like 10 steps. Yeah. Like, let's not go crazy.
Yeah. 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 Of course not.
Well,
that guy's got quite a neck on him. Anyways.
It's a guy on TV with a fat neck.
Yeah. Humongous neck.
Like, that's a bullfrog. Like that's a human bullfrog.
Head swallowing neck. That's unfortunate. Well, Jamie, I hope your ski victim is fine.
Jason,
yeah. I hope you stop regretting things that you didn't do.
Won't happen.
I hope you can redeem yourself.
And maybe one day the Titans will put me in the bottom of the...
Full circle redemption story that would be if somehow they put you in as DH and you put a nice looper over second.
Yeah, I could do it.
You know,
I wouldn't be afraid to go. I would feel confident at the plate. In the field, I definitely would not feel confident.
No.
I got to what? Run and throw what?
Yeah. Or you could ground out again. Just bring back a whole bunch of bad memories.
Man. The Biggs and Barr Show.
And it's Joke of the Week time.
Oh, that's right. Jamie's Joke of the Week.
If you don't know, our friend James here really likes jokes. And he likes to tell one every week.
Well.
He'd tell one every break if we let him. But so we've chosen Friday. Yet to make Jason laugh. I've laughed at a couple, mostly at how awkward they are. But, I mean, we'll see how it's a long one or a short one. Last week was medium. Real long. Medium?
It's okay. Medium.
Okay.
But ladies and gentlemen, here's Jamie with his joke of the week.
Well, wouldn't you know, it's game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. And a man makes his way to his seat. He's scored a ticket. And he shuffles through. And he sits down and he notices that the seat next to him is empty. And he's like, it's almost game time. This is odd. And he leans over to the guy on the other side of the seat and he says, hey, is this seat taken? And the guy says, no, that seat is empty. This is incredible, said the man, who in their right mind for the Stanley Cup Final, Game 7, would leave this seat and not come to the game. Well, actually, it was my ticket and it was supposed to be my wife's. But she passed away. This is the first Stanley Cup Final that we won't see together since we were married. Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. I was kind of rude. I got all upset that no one was here and your wife has passed. Like, couldn't you have got someone to come and like a family member or a neighbor or something? He said, no, they're all at the funeral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard that one before. Yeah.
Married to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't missing that game.
No.
I mean, why would you, really?
Well, she's gone anyway. He will miss the sweet sandwiches at the funeral.
They're not that pretty good sweet sandwiches.
Salad, it wasn't your worst joke.
Okay.
It just wasn't really funny for me because I've heard it before.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In different contexts. But yeah. But that of the jokes you've told, for me, that was your best
one.
Oh,
wow.
His best one.
Yeah.
It was
brief.
Yeah. I thought we were in for a long one.
A long
haul. Then it just ended.
Mm-hmm. So you're disappointed at the length.
So were you not paying attention and then you didn't hear the punchline? Because that happens sometimes, not just with you. Like, you know what I mean? Someone's telling you something and then...
Oh, you think I'm not laughing because I didn't hear the punchline?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
That would be an incorrect thought.
Oh.
All right, yeah, you know. Stanley Cup playoffs, though, man. I mean...
Yeah, game 7, Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, come on.
What are you doing?
She'd understand.
I think she would.
I think she would.
She doesn't have to. She's dead.
Yeah, she wouldn't hurt her feelings.
Yeah, but she wouldn't. I mean, it wouldn't bother her. She went to all them with him. She'd get it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's turned from a joke into kind of a nice story about a relationship.
Yeah.
But understanding.
Yeah.
Learned so much this morning, G.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks
no
for
problem.
Doing that. Thanks. The Biggs and Barr Show. A circle is a shape. It goes
around and around. Little spot of the show. We all bring something to the table that caught our attention. This caught your attention too, James.
Okay.
The Coyotes are moving. Looks like, yeah.
The Phoenix Coyotes of the NHL.
Yeah. Yes.
It would appear so, wouldn't it?
Well, there was talk that they were going to get a new arena, and it was proposed. Yeah. I know that. And then was it the mayor just said no?
Yeah, no. We don't want that. Like, they don't want it there. The people, I don't even know. I haven't looked up. I don't know the attendance in their 5,000-seat arena for the college team, for the Arizona State, whatever, Sun Devils. I don't know if they've sold out every game. They should.
The headline is NHL working on a contingency plan to potentially sell and relocate them to Salt Lake City.
As early as next season.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said April 18th, I believe, was the day they were moving. The average attendance is 4,600.
So they don't even sell out.
No.
A 5,000 seat. Get them out.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I know there's a couple guys.
I don't know why he wants them in there so bad.
Well, it's a big market, right? Like, it's a big TV market.
Yeah, but they don't want it.
Exactly.
They don't want it. Not but supporting it.
But they sell it on possible viewers, right? I imagine.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Doesn't make any sense to keep them there.
No, just get out of there.
Okay, I know there's a couple guys on the Leafs who are from that area. Obviously, Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
And like Matthew Nyes.
It should be a good place for
I imagine the players love it.
Spot.
Low key.
I knew a guy who played for L.A., and he said it was the absolute best. And that was L.A. Now, they weren't doing great then. This was back mid-2000s, I guess. And he said it was the absolute best. I have more money than most people you see on the street, minus the actors and all that
stuff. Yeah.
No one knows who you are. You're in great shape. The beaches are there.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of guys who they don't want to live the limelight of a Canadian city, so you'd think Phoenix would be amazing.
You would think.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah,
it is a dry heat. Jason, what do you got?
Well, I mean, this is something we heard before, but they put a number on it now. They say you shouldn't grocery shop on an empty stomach because you end up buying more, but they say the average will be $26 extra a trip on average because you're more likely to buy, like, unhealthy foods and things that aren't on sale. Yeah.
Mm. The brain, eh?
It's true. Like, if you're not super hungry, you won't buy things. Like, little tidbits might not appeal to you so much, or you'll have more self-restraint.
Like, you wouldn't look at the two butter tarts right at the cash or something and go, maybe I will get that.
Right.
I see.
A bag of Jube-Jubes that they have up there at the front now?
Yeah.
What's your absolute can't turn down at the front? Or you can turn it down, but the thing that when you go up there, you think about every time.
Chips.
Chips, on the at the front by the cash?
Yeah.
Any sort of butter tart. If they got, like,
or,
baked.
Or, like, the really mini cinnamon bun.
No. Those don't. I mean, I would eat
they're
them.
They're okay. Yeah, but sure. There's nothing wrong with them.
Butter tarts are my.
So good.
So good. What do you got, Jim?
Interesting. Well, I'm going to play you some audio. I was passed this. I did not discover it. I'm so glad that it was passed to me.
Okay.
I'm going to play you the audio and then tell you what it is. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, like a rocket. Like a rocket. Like an absolute rocket.
That is.
But it's going.
Yeah, what's happened there?
It sounds amazing, whatever it is, though.
It is. Irish road bowling.
Irish road bowling.
So, Irish road bowling is an actual activity played in Ireland. Where competitors attempt to take the fewest throws to propel a metal ball down a predetermined course of county and country roads. So it's literally a game you would play, like, in the forest with your friends or something kicking. It's like a game of mini putt, really.
Like bocce ball kind of thing?
Yeah,
or
but
it's just one ball.
It's just one ball.
Oh.
And it's the team who can get the fewest throws to the finish line that they have said.
You have to
whip
it down the road, Jason. You're basically
you have to whip
like,
it down the road.
Oh.
Like, here's the path you have to take. Here's the course.
So it'd be like the finish line is in front of Parliament, but we start
here.
I see.
We start at Lansdowne.
Okay.
How many
throws?
I'm sure there's turns, though, and stuff to make it interesting in the streets.
There are teams of three, it looks like. And one is the spotter, kind of like a caddy. They call it They call it the road shower.
I'm watching a video now. Like, it's literally on the asphalt.
Yes. Yeah, man. It's the road. And they whip it down. And then there's the road shower, like a caddy. And then there's the, and then there's another person where they literally tell them the line. They'll stay with their legs apart and say, throw it here.
Yeah. He's got his beer can on the ground, too, in this video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this one, the guy whips his jacket off and just windmills this thing.
Oh, like a rocket. Like a rocket.
What is the odd vision touch?
Like an absolute rocket.
You should see the crowd. Yeah. The crowd. Like, it's way more than you would think. Like,
you got to hand it to the Irish.
A couple hundred people.
You making their own fun, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
It's free, basically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man.
We've all kind of Irish road bowl
sure.
before.
Kicking a
like
can.
That absolute rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, like a rocket. Like a rocket. Like an absolute rocket.
Whipping a ball down a road.
I love it. Yeah. I love everything about it.
It's amazing.
I would play.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I would totally play.
It looks incredible.
what does the Irish kid say on the lawnmower, on the lawn tractor? Having a whale of a time.
Having a whale of a time. Yeah.
Covering the guy's car with lawn
grass.
Clippings.
You didn't pay me, Patty, neighbor Patty.
Oh, out here having a whale of a time.
Having nothing whale of a time.
Oh, like a rocket.
Like an absolute rocket.
Like an absolute rocket.
Throwing a metal ball.
I love it.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We gotta keep up on this league. See ya. Maybe expand it. That's amazing. All right. Well done.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
If you want to reach us ever, you can just leave a message for us 24 hours a day at 216-3849-216-Dougie. We will play them on the radio. Like right here. What do you got, James?
A couple here that are people are confused with why things are the way they are. Okay. We'll start with you.
What's up, boys? I'm applying for EI for the first time in my life. Got my account set up, and I'm trying to log in. It's asking for an access code. Can't figure it out. I'm screwing it up. Finally, I figure out I was using my personal access code, not my access code. Who named these codes? Why are they named the same and they're different? Why?
It's kind of true. You're going to have an access code, but then you also have a personal access code.
They just want to make it as difficult for you as possible.
So they don't have to give you money.
Like that's the gist of it.
I don't. I don't think I've ever run into that. Isn't it just always just one code?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
All I know is
I've never been on EI.
When I got fired from my job in 2010.
Yeah.
I applied for it right away because when you get fired, I didn't know if I was going to get hired again.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ended up not needing it, but by the time I got my first money, it was like $24 they sent me or something like that, and I didn't even think about it, but they sent another, I had to pay it back
because
I got another job before they sent me, or before I got my EI check. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
$24.
Yeah. Like I used up more than $24 of my time filling up the application.
100%.
Sure.
And I had to give it back.
Man, yeah,
here's your $24 back.
Yeah.
We don't have seasonal gigs, so we don't have to go through that.
Yeah.
I know it's annoying. I'm sure it is. But the closest I've got is like that I can think of where there's like two different access codes. My iPad. So my son used an iPad to communicate a little bit.
Yes.
And we got a second one because we want to send one to school.
Okay.
And we got whatever. So anyways, but there's on the one we have at home, there's a secondary password.
Really?
To like change features on, like, there's your login, like, your
Apple
password.
ID or something?
No, it's not even the Apple ID. There's like another 4-digit passcode inside of it to like change certain like things on it. Like, I don't want apps downloading on it. I don't want Wi-Fi.
Sure.
I don't want any of that stuff on it.
So you've blocked that.
I'm trying, but I need this secondary code that I don't know what the hell it is. I don't ever set it. I don't remember ever doing it.
Oh, try that guy's EI password. See if it works.
Yeah, that's good. All right, what else you got, James?
Okay.
What freaking idiot decided to take the zipper out of your pants and put buttons in it? I mean, it probably happened before zippers were invented. But can we stop making pants that are button-up? Because, like, one, it's difficult. Two, if you gotta pee or poop and you're sprinting towards the toilet, I'm going to undo 6 buttons before I pull down my pants? No. I'm just, if I button pants in that situation, I'm going to crap myself, essentially. Yeah, just like that is the hardest button to do and probably the dumbest thing where buttons should definitely not be put is on pants. Put the zipper there. Take the buttons out. Damn it.
Well, the buttons were original.
Yes.
Before zippers.
Yes, yeah.
Also, all of these things he's upset about, they're all his own decisions.
Like he bought those jeans.
The pants he did.
Buttons.
I don't know the last time I had a couple
pair
of button ups.
Yeah, I've had some button flies.
I found them more comfortable for some reason. And you get used to it. Yeah.
And how tight are you wearing your jeans that it requires you to undo the entire strand of buttons in the front?
Oh, yeah, you guys are just zipper guys, aren't you?
You can usually just pull the buttons apart. Like I have a pair and they're fine. It takes longer to do them up than a zipper, but sure. Getting them undone, I find no difference in time.
Zero time. And if you're in that much of an emergency, just the top one will get you there. You can pull your pants down after doing off the top button. Sure. You don't have to undo your hole.
Unless you've painted them on.
Yeah.
Like maybe you just need to buy a little bit bigger pants.
Yeah.
And with zippers.
None of these seem like real problems.
No, it's all a him problem.
In the store, I haven't even seen button-up jeans. I don't even know where to get those.
I know Lucky
every now and again. Yeah, like Levi's
will bring out like a retro one.
Never had a pair of Levi's in my life.
They don't fit well
for me.
Doesn't
fit my body.
I don't like the Levi fit. And they're real rigid.
They're not. I like the ones that are basically I could sweatpants.
Yeah, super stretchy jeans.
Yeah,
like these super stretchy jeans like these ones. Yeah, they're the best now. I will never go back.
Old Levi's.
Go back to regular
can you do this
denim.
Old Levi's.
Huh? Feel like the Tin Man walking around a regular denim. Like, are you crazy? Nuts. Yeah.
What freaking idiot decided?
You.
What you're freaking the idiot decided to
buy only pants with buttons and then complain about it?
Yeah, you. It's all on you, bud.
Yeah. Man, I don't like red shirts, but keep putting on red shirts.
Yeah.
Just don't buy red shirts. Yeah. That's it. Pretty it's simple.
Five questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right. And you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Auto. What? On a Biggs and Barr show.
Five questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a Plinko chip for a board where every single slot has a $500 fuel card courtesy of CAA and Shell.
We have Sean in a wind tunnel on the phone.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
We're all right. You ready to go? You got your windows done, done up there? Maybe knock down some wind noise, maybe a little bit. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, Sean, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. It was revealed yesterday that the NHL's Phoenix Coyotes could move to what other U.S. city?
Salt Lake City.
What year did the Ottawa Senators most recently make it to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, God, I don't know, 91.
Who played Al Bundy on Married with Children?
I don't know. Pass.
What former Buffalo Bill running back won the Heisman Trophy in 1968?
O.J.
Did O.J. do it?
No. What? Yes.
Sure. All right, let's go over your answers.
All right.
Did O.J. do it? You said no. The answer here is yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, he said no, yes. So
no, yes.
No criminally, yes, civilly. Yeah. Right? That's how they found
him. You can have that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What former Buffalo Bill running back won the Heisman Trophy in 1968? You chose the only Buffalo Bill that you knew, which was O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
I didn't know how good of a football player he actually was. He was amazing. Like
was juice,
I was reading stuff about him last night, like four rushing titles.
He was good at a lot of things. Good at football, good at acting, good at getting away with murder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
Good at that. But they framed him, remember?
Yeah, sure they did. Who played Al Bundy on Married with Children? You didn't know. It's Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Also, he was in Modern Family, which is a great show.
Ed?
Is he 72?
77.
77.
Man, it's his birthday today.
One of my favorite TV dads of all time. Mm-hmm.
Al Bundy, a good football player in his own right. I don't know if you know, he scored four touchdowns in a single game for Polk High.
What year did the Ottawa Senators most recently make it to the Stanley Cup Finals? You said 1991. It is incorrect. It was 2007.
Oh.
And it was revealed yesterday that the NHL's Phoenix Coyotes could move to what other U.S. city? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Well, I mean, not the best, but not the worst. Okay?
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too. Enjoy your weekend.
See ya, bud.
Ciao.
All right, ciao.
Man, we can't give away this fuel.
No.
Just can't do it. I mean, we could do it. We could just say, like, caller number 9 call, but we're not going to do that. You got to earn it, you know?
Got to.
The questions weren't that hard.
No, they weren't.
I mean, the year the Sens went to the Stanley Cup Final most recently might have been hard, but not if you're a Sens fan.
Not if you're a Sens fan, no.
Yeah, but I remember years, ever. Like, I could have been sitting in the seats for the entire series, and I still couldn't tell you what year it was.
You just would have said, yeah, recently.
Yeah, I think it was like a decade ago. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't.
You were close.
So, but anyways. You know, you win some and you lose some. More people have been losing some, but eventually we'll give something away. We got Circle Time coming up. Jamie says he got a story for us, so we'll figure out what that is. And it's a very special sandwich day. Very special sandwich. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot in the show we dedicate to each bringing something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. Right. It's from our favorite state of Florida.
Play this thing here. Play
One thing is sure. You don't have to travel far to see interesting things in Florida.
So people get all caught up in stuff. Like last week, everybody caught up in the eclipse, right?
Yeah, like almost everyone.
This lady was really caught up in it. She left over $1,000 in tips at a taco restaurant in Florida because she thought that she was going to be swept up in the biblical rapture on the day of the eclipse. Turns out, get this, she wasn't. And now she wants a refund.
Isn't that funny?
It's just a good lesson. Trying not to get too caught up in stuff that's going on.
That's
where you make rash decisions,
right?
Based on things that don't exist.
That's all.
Yeah. It's always good to base decisions on things that do exist.
Yeah. Just take a step back for a second and go, is this something I should be doing?
That's a good question.
For her, it wasn't.
Well, the taco restaurant, they're pretty happy, I'm sure. They got a big tip.
But she was a little disappointed.
Tough. It's a tough go. Speaking of food, it's National Grilled Cheese Day, gentlemen.
That's great. Grilled cheese.
Nice. Which is your basic. I got a couple of grilled cheese facts here if you want.
I would love a grilled cheese fact.
No one really knows when it started, but the first sort of reference in like print was in Mrs. Rohrer's new cookbook.
What the hell is that?
From the year 1902.
Okay.
Just some lady. And then the French were the first to actually make it a thing in 1910. When restaurants started adding croque monsieur to menus. It would have ham in it too, though, but it was melted cheese in a sandwich. So,
one of the worst things I ever had on an airplane was a croque monsieur.
Yeah.
Where I could not tell the difference between the cheese and the mayonnaise together.
It was not great.
But I mean, one I make at home would be good.
The average American eats 36 grilled cheese every year. That's a lot.
That is a lot. I don't think I do.
That is a lot. That means someone's
three
eating
a month.
Every day. Yeah, I don't eat that. I eat maybe three a year, if that.
Mm. I have done that for sure when I was single and living on my own.
I'll eat them more in the winter months.
Sure.
I get up and have, like, from a nap in the afternoon because I nap because I get up early. And I'll have some lunch and I'll have a nice grilled cheese and maybe some soup.
Ah.
People divide on how to cut the sandwich, diagonally or straight.
Not tomatoes.
I'm a diagonal sandwich guy. I like having a little point to hold a sandwich from.
Okay. Yeah, I like a diagonal cut.
But grilled cheese. Yeah. I hope you're ready, because we got a date. I just can't wait to get home and put you on my plate. Grilled cheese.
Is that Elmer Fudd?
That's Elmer Fudd.
Singing about grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Excellent. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this is a story right out of a movie almost.
Okay.
Pacific Castaways help sign sparks U.S. rescue mission.
What?
So these guys, these fishermen, they were out looking for fish.
Yeah.
Around the Atoll. It's a part of Micronesia. It's way out there. It's between the Philippines and Hawaii, like way out there. When their 20-foot open skiff was caught by swells and its outboard motor was damaged, and they had to swim to this island. So they scrambled ashore, the uninhabited island.
How long ago did this happen?
Their radio, April 6th, like just last week.
Oh, that's that long ago. Okay.
Their radio ran out of battery.
Yeah.
Right when they got ashore. So they survived for a week off of coconut meat. And they put up these palm fronds, the leaves, the big palm leaves, and spelled out help on the beach.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Crazy.
And it worked.
Idiots.
Why?
They had it.
No, they
didn't.
They
got the life.
No. The island wasn't big enough. There was no fresh water. There wasn't any animals. Like
well,
like rain. They had coconuts to survive on. You can drink that water for a while.
Well, let me throw
a fisherman.
Let me throw this in.
They did have fresh water from a small well on the island, which is sometimes visited by fishers in the region.
Are you kidding?
So someone, because of people are out and about there, it's the second time people have been stranded on this exact island and had to get rescued. Not these guys in
particular. It's a popular fishing area, so when accidents happen.
They had the life.
Well, they were fine then.
Look at the picture of the island.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like paradise.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
You know, with a well.
When the pandemic started, I started watching all sorts of YouTube videos of guys who were like surviving on islands and stuff like that. So I have probably watched thousands of hours of how to survive on tropical islands. I am confident that if you drop me on an island today, especially one with a well, that I would survive for the rest of my life.
Rest of your life.
Until nature killed me. Whatever that is. Storm, disease, whatever. He's like, why?
I'm dumbfounded. Maybe they didn't like each other. They weren't supposed to go there either.
They didn't like each other a whole lot. They had kids they thought would be worried about them. Or I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You see?
I don't know.
Seems like, or they knew they would eventually get discovered because it is one of those places that people stop all the time. Like, this isn't remote enough. We got to try again.
Okay.
Either way.
I'd like to try.
Yeah. We see if we can arrange that.
Sure. Yeah, I would like to try.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
What a terrible thing to say.
I appreciate the help.
Guys, I don't know if you know, but we got a hot button.
Oh, yes, we do.
Issue yesterday got brought up again. What bread is the best to throw? So we headed out after the show yesterday and figured it out for everybody.
Yeah.
Science. A few days ago, the topic came up of which bread we think we could throw the farthest and the most accurate. Mostly just the farthest. Like, what bread can we chuck the farthest? Mm-hmm. We've had lots of people chime in, and we decided, well, you know what? For science, we're going to go out and figure it out. So after the show yesterday, we head out to we have a huge soccer field behind the radio station here. We brought a bunch of different types of bread, and we tested the theory.
Hey, Jamie hucked them.
Yeah,
it was Bread Huck 2024.
Yeah. For, you know, to remain a true scientific experiment, the same guy threw all of them.
Yeah.
With the same amount of effort, with the exact same throwing style.
Yep.
Except for tortilla.
Tortilla had to frisbee.
You have to throw it like a frisbee.
Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
So, I think the results came out pretty much as we expected. I don't think there were any huge surprises. Do you guys agree with that?
I thought there was a bit more of a surprise. So say what we had. We had a baguette, a dinner roll, tortilla, a slice of Belgian bread, a bagel, and a scone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The dinner roll outperformed, to be honest, I thought, because it's so light.
Yeah, it went a little farther than I thought it would.
But you made this comment after, Jason. It's sphericalness.
Mm-hmm.
It's what?
The spherical nature of the dinner roll probably cut down on the wind resistance, and that's why I went.
That's why I went as far as it did.
Yeah.
The scone, though, which is the one we all thought. First of all, bagel went pretty far.
Far. I expected bagel to go a little further,
But the scone, it was like a different human being threw it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It
went over you almost, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unreal how far the scone went.
Disintegrated on impact.
Yes, it did. They were quite dry, though. You would taste them beforehand.
Yeah, they were very dry.
But if you want to see the video, it's on Facebook. I'm putting it on the Instagram group and the Instagram page right now, too. So
it wouldn't be a bad idea to do it again and get someone who can actually throw properly to throw them.
What do you mean?
The baguette. You should have put a spiral on it, but you didn't.
What do you think? I tried to do that, Jason.
End over end.
It's 3 feet long. 2.5 feet long.
Maybe if we got someone who could actually throw properly.
After reviewing the tape, get upset. It's a science.
What are you talking about?
Don't let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
Your arc was a bit high after reviewing the tape. You were throwing things a bit high. And it was a windy day. And I think you were doing it on purpose because the wind was at your back
and you were
trying to
get distance.
Try to make yourself look like some sort of tough guy who can throw really far.
I was trying to tuck the bread as far as I possibly could.
Mm.
Except the baguette because
I tried.
It went end over end.
It actually did more helicoptered.
It was a terrible. The baguette did
the
not
baguette
get
barely
didn't get a fair shake. We probably should have thrown it a second time, but you know.
I thought about doing it like a.
But our feet were getting really
like a
wet.
Tom, like an axe.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought about that, but I think that would have just snapped in my hand.
Probably, yeah.
No, you had the right idea to try to throw like a football, like a javelin. I would have thrown it more like a javelin than a football.
Yeah. Put a little spiral on it.
I'm just saying. It didn't get the fair shake.
For the fifth time.
Because
I tried.
No one's saying you didn't try, man.
He keeps saying. Jason keeps saying I didn't put spiral on it.
I tried to
put spiral on it.
I didn't say you didn't try.
Both.
I know you tried. I just said we should get someone next time who can throw properly. That's all. That's all I said. I'm not doubting your effort.
Imagine accusing someone of not being able to throw properly.
Throw
well. Throw properly.
You don't
throw properly.
You don't throw properly.
Use your weird wrong hand, too.
Yeah, you're throwing left-handed. That's weird, probably why.
Southpaw.
Yeah. So. Really, scone and bagel were the only two that would be ever worthwhile using in any sort of
this lady knew. This lady knew, too.
Hey, so I'm about the scone. I think the scone will beat everything hands down. Go scone, go.
Go scone, go.
She was right. She was right.
She was.
And some of you listening right now might be wondering, well, why are they talking about this on the radio? Well, lucky for you, there's a video of the entire experience
at
the Shea Facebook page. You can go and have a look at it. Yep. And why wouldn't you? It's Friday. It's a day to have a good time. Environment Canada was wrong. It's not cloudy. The sun is shining.
Yep. Go watch some Husky fellas whip bread. Chuck bread so good. No one chucked bread like us, boys.
No.
Feel free to comment on the Facebook post about Jamie's throwing style.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, please let him know. Let him know.
Yeah, maybe some tips for improvement for next time.
Throwing tips.
I welcome your throwing tips.
He's Jimmy's chap.
First tip, use your proper hand.
Weekend ruin.
Use your proper hand, weirdo. Huh?
I think I could throw further than both of you with my wrong hand.
Right now you could.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But not in peak shoulder condition over here, boy. Cannon!
Anyway, go watch the video. It's fun. It's fun time.
All right. It's okay. We don't mean it. You throw just fine. It's can you tell him he's fine? Look how sad.
This was
is.
Supposed to be about the bread, not me.
All right.
The bread is being overshadowed.
Yeah, you well.
Wouldn't have been if you could throw it properly.
Stop making me extra crusty.
All right. Go watch the videos on Facebook and Instagram.
The Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
With joke text.
Text us your best, worst jokes at 762-555. Whichever one Jamie laughs at the hardest wins.
What falls but never needs a bandage?
What?
The rain.
Rain, I was going to say. That's not really, that's like more of a riddle.
Mm.
Riddle me this.
What, are you reading with him now?
No, I was just pretending.
How was the farmer able to identify the thief?
How?
By his moustache.
Oh, wow.
That's
that
all right.
I thought you liked that one.
That one's pretty good. Right.
I was going to tell you a joke about boxing, but I forgot the punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Why did Ron Artest leave his NBA game early?
Why?
He wanted to beat the crowd.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Good. I'm like, I had no idea. He did. He landed a couple good shots, didn't he? Yeah.
Why did the egg hide?
Why?
It was a little chicken. A
little chicken.
Man, my wife's real mad I passed her the glue stick instead of her chapstick. She's still not talking to me.
Yeah. What a shame.
What's an egg's favorite vacation spot? New York City.
Why do chicken coops have two doors?
Why?
Because if they had four, they'd be a sedan.
Chicken sedan.
What month is the shortest of the year?
What?
May. Only has three letters.
Oh, yeah.
What does a robot do after sex?
What?
Nuts and bolts.
I used to run a dating service for chickens, but I was struggling to make hens meet.
Who's a lot of chicken jokes. Just chicken jokes.
What do you call a classic rock cover band that's overweight?
What?
Obesity.
Obesity.
OBCD.
OBCD. That's good.
That one got me.
What do you call it when a snowman throws a tantrum?
What?
A meltdown.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can read this one.
Don't.
I'll think about it for a minute.
All right.
What has four wings and flies?
What?
Two birds.
That's it?
Makes sense.
It's a factual joke.
Which is faster, hot or cold?
What?
Hot, because you can catch cold.
I mean, you can get hot.
Okay.
I always brag about my big balls. People say I'm egotistical.
Why wouldn't you read that?
I don't know.
That was great.
I never heard that one ever.
Yeah. Laughed
egotistical.
What was the balloon's last word to his dad?
What?
Watch me pop.
Oh. Yeah.
How did the pig get to the hospital?
How?
In a ambulance. In the
ambulance. I love ambulance.
He also went to the hospital.
Hospital. You didn't hear that part?
Hey, why couldn't the green pepper play archery?
Because he didn't have an arrow.
He didn't have an arrow.
He didn't have an arrow. He can't.
Archery's no game.
I saw a rodent dancing to a Hall & Oates song, so I left. I can't go for that.
I can't go for that.
I see. That.
I'm supposed to sing it that way.
Yeah. My Hall & Oates library doesn't run too deep.
Right. How does an octopus go into battle?
How?
Well-armed.
Well-armed, yeah. Lots of...
You know, I ran the Scandinavian marathon, but I never made it to the finish line.
What does a pickle say when he wants to play cards?
What?
Deal me in.
What kind of nut is the angriest?
What?
A pistachio.
All right, which one wins?
Oh, man. It's got to be ego. This is one of the best rounds in a long time because we haven't done it in a while.
It has to be egotistical, right?
It has to be egotistical, for sure.
Winner.
Can't stop bragging about my
big
balls.
I always brag about my big balls. People say I'm egotistical.
It's a good joke.
That's better than overweight cover band, OBCD.
OBCD is pretty good.
All right. Well,
I like New York City, too.
Not bad.
But
egotistical wins.
Not Ron Artest beating
Ron
up the crowd. Anyways, congratulations. Gentleman with the larger lady with the large balls, whichever you are. You got $100 in lotto. Could be worth $65 million tonight. Oh, we don't know who sent the joke.
Oh, yeah, it's true. The joke's a joke.
Joke's a joke. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Ottawa, it's Rock Station. We're the Biggs and Bar Show. Welcome to Circle Time, a little spot in the show. We each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. I'll go first, guys,
okay,
if you
go
don't
first.
Mind.
Yeah, yeah.
This, mine's specifically for Jamie.
Oh.
And people of Jamie's age. I don't care about this at all.
Okay.
Jason, I doubt you do. But when I saw it, I'm like, my friend Jamie cares about this.
Okay. Oh, can't wait.
A new animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie's in the works. Here's why I say you're going to care. Because it's going to be R-rated.
R-rated.
R-rated. They're making it grown-up. It's based on... There is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic, because obviously that's where it all was born. But someone did like a real grown-up one called The Last Ronin.
Okay.
Where there's only one of them left alive.
Oh.
That's how the story starts, and they explain how and why and whatever. And then someone made a live action short, like a really short, where they cut a bunch of like other stuff and made it like a teaser trailer for this story because they really wanted to see it. So, and then that exploded.
Oh, cool.
And so the people that have the rights to it and everything, they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's make it. So now they're making it. All right. So now it's animated.
It's animated?
Yeah.
Now, the original Ninja Turtles that I grew up on was animated. That first movie was awesome.
It was great.
That first one with Casey Jones and all that. Ninja Turtles was awesome.
Not my era, but yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it was,
I know,
it was right in my wheelhouse.
like the first Transformers movie, even though it was not great, now that you look back, when it came out, because Transformers is my era, I was like, yes, they're making a live action Transformers movie. And then Michael Bay got a hold of the franchise and just...
Did he not do the first one?
He did all of them.
He did all of them. Okay, yeah.
Well, I think all of them. At least the first couple. And then they've just sort of rolled with his style through the rest of them. And it's just, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, you don't like it. I know you don't like
it.
I feel the same about the things I used to watch when I was a child, like Steamboat Willie.
That was the first
cartoon Disney ever made.
Oh,
it was,
I seriously
the one joke. Because he's so old.
I was making fun of myself.
So what about Rocket Robin Hood?
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah.
Or The Green Forest.
Yeah, I watched The Green Forest.
Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay. Right.
So
thanks, Chris.
Life is full of stress. We know this, right?
Sure.
So apparently more Canadians are turning to psychics and the metaphysical to offer release from stress. So let's be honest. Women are doing this. And men don't go to psychics. Not that I know of.
I don't think you're right.
I don't know a single man.
I don't
want to
say.
Gone.
I don't want to just blanket paint.
Well, everything is a demographic.
Sexism, but right? I don't. You're right. I don't know a single human male that I've known.
I know lots of women. I know lots of women who've got.
So I guess, I mean, to escape from reality, you just have someone tell you lies about stuff, and it makes you feel better. I'm okay with it.
Them just telling it to themselves.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you lies too for money if you want.
Yeah.
I'll tell you anything you want for money.
Yeah.
If it's the right
Pretty
amount.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you want to de-stress, sure. I guess go see a psychic. Yeah.
Okay. What if they give you all bad news, though? How's that doing?
I think they're trying to give you good news because they want you to come back.
Right? Mm.
They tell you obvious things.
Yeah.
So that it will happen.
There's an art to it, right? You have to be somewhat skilled at the questions that
sure.
you ask.
Some
you have
so
a family member that is having a tough time right now. Yes, my sister is that. How do you know that? You know?
Some of them are so good at it, though, and so confident.
Of course. Some of them believe it.
Themselves? That they have the gift? Yeah,
probably.
Have I told you the one that was super weirded me out, though? My wife went, and it was a medium guy, and he was scribbling all a bunch of junk on a piece of paper.
Not a large guy?
No. Yeah, good one, Jason. And he started laughing. He was talking to her deceased grandmother, okay, who'd been dead for a while. And she's like, oh, she's laughing. Something about a suit. And she's in hysterics. About 5 days before, I was trying to cut the shoulder pads out of one of my suit jackets, and I sliced right through the back of it. And so that's pretty weird. Like, why would he say, you know what I mean? So I was like, I know it's not real.
Must be.
Like, I know. But then I'm like, that's super, the most coincidental thing ever. Like, why? How exact? You know what I mean? Like, how exact?
I don't know, man.
How exact?
I don't know everything.
You can keep asking how exact. How exact. We don't know.
I just know if they were.
He was wrong about everything else. But that
if they were real, one of them would be evil.
Yeah.
And would have used it to totally take over the entire world.
No, they're all altruistic. Yeah. All of them.
So, I mean, you know. But whatever. All right. What do you got, James?
Well, big news yesterday broke. The Juice. O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
It died.
Mm-hmm.
From news stations to meme accounts to sports, social media accounts.
Oh, of course, yeah. It's a big deal.
Posting about him because he was an athlete.
Yep.
He was a movie star, right?
Yep.
Yes. Even though
he was in the Naked Gun.
Yeah. He was great in it.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch.
You can now, though.
I can now because
he's
died.
Now. You can watch.
No, I was never allowed as a kid because you're not watching a movie with that murderer, O.J. Simpson, my mom would say. So I wasn't allowed.
He was,
and then
but he was
the first,
innocent, Jamie.
The first
innocent.
Reality star, almost, right? You brought this up off the air.
No, it was just one of the first sort of extended live coverages nationally
like people
of something. Like there was police chases with
traffic
because Cops was before that. Right?
Yeah, but this one was crazy. I remember being at the radio station that I worked at doing an overnight shift and watching this thing unfold, just watching the TV all night, watching them chase O.J. back to his mansion.
Crazy.
It was
And you were
legit
you were
crazy.
Compelled because you knew who he was.
Yeah.
And
you can't take your eyes off it because you might miss when actually. It was probably the most boring footage ever.
Yeah, it wasn't exciting, but it was also exciting.
How long was the O.J. chase for?
I don't remember. It could have been like 3-4 hours.
That
maybe?
Long?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the news stations I know were doing it live, so everyone was blown away by that. But then the trial, I remember eating dinner with my parents. Like, I was 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. I remember eating dinner with them, was watching the trial. Like, eating dinner. Like, oh, let's go eat on the couch to watch a couple things because I guess big testimony or something. But then it became so divisive, became a racial thing.
Yeah.
Because of it. But poor guy, he'll never know who killed his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't.
Now he'll never know.
He wrote a book about it.
He wrote about if he did it.
If he had done it.
He wrote a book about it.
Poor guy.
And
then he ended up in jail because he had an armed robbery stealing back his memorabilia.
They got him on that one.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They did.
We couldn't get you on the double murder, but we got that.
Oh, they did. They got him financially civilly. On the double murders. Yeah. They got him civilly.
Isn't that something?
$33.5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to pay the family. But
anyway.
Yeah, anyways, he's dead.
Yep. The Juice is no longer loose. He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's.
They caught him.
Yeah. The C word cut him, not the cops, though.
It was cancer.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
216-3849-216-Dougie. Call at any time. Leave us a message. We play them twice a day. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, a fella has a gripe. Boys, we got a Friday gripe.
Just have a little gripe about the current state of drive-thrus nowadays. It's 2024, and how are there still not covered drive-through ordering areas or covered areas where you pay. That it's the most easy concept. We live in Canada. It rains. It snows. No matter what, you got to just add a little 6-foot covering over the little menu spot where you're ordering your food. Not that big of a deal. I don't feel like getting soaked with my window down. Sound like I didn't exactly roll the window down a little bit because you won't be able to hear me. And even when you're paying, the 1-foot overhang is not for you. It's for them that they don't get their little palms wet when they're handing out their debit machine or your money back. But is that so hard to ask for? Is just a little covering? I mean, it's not that hard. Just get together here, guys.
Be a cost thing, I imagine.
Yeah.
And you're still going to go, so they don't need to do it.
I guess, but it would be real nice.
Would be, sure.
The pay one is ridiculous because it does only stick out that tiny little bit. It usually drips right off onto your
window. That's worse. It makes it worse. Yeah. Not better. The one at the menu would be usually, because that's usually the windiest. Like if it's raining and you're tucked in against the building, okay, you get a couple drops on your arm. But who cares?
Yeah.
But when you're sitting there, and they're never in a hurry when it's like sheets of rain smashing you in the face with your window down, like, I just want a coffee. Please, someone speak to me before my car floods in the drive-thru. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
And they do have them in other places. Like, I've seen banks. A few. Like, a bank bank will have the covered area.
And I think the new Tim Hortons in Kempville is
Oh, yeah, they have one?
I think they have a covered area. I mean, it just
for ordering or for pickup?
For ordering, I believe.
Wow.
If I remember right, it might not be Kempville, but I know I've seen one that have like a little sort of roof.
It does seem something that would improve the experience
a lot. There's lots of things that should be like, we should have already.
Mm.
Like fully self-driving cars should be like safe self-driving cars. I know you like to drive, Jason.
Yeah.
I'll never say the option shouldn't be there for you to drive.
Well,
if I could nap during travel time, my life would be so much better.
A friend of mine was just in California,
right?
And they were taking a self-driving Uber.
Okay.
And they posted a video of it because they were really weirded out by it.
Oh, like they got
in. They're testing in California.
Like there was no driver.
No driver. And it was just going. Wheel was turning by itself and everything. It's crazy.
I'm blown away, to be honest, by lane assist. Just how it moves you back and forth.
Yeah, but it wakes you up.
Yeah, and it tells you. Have you seen the commercial for the Silverado?
I have it in one of my car, and I put it on the highway, and I start to doze, and then it goes beep beep beep. Hey,
yeah, that's what it's for.
All point of you to do is to keep me this late, let me sleep. What are you beeping at me for?
I turn all those things off.
Oh well, then
I don't like them.
No, the lane assist when you're actually driving is kind of annoying because it'll pull you. Like if you don't signal,
you have to fight it.
Yeah.
The new Silverado is another commercial that has like green on the steering wheel. I don't know if that was just a graphic to like a green light.
Okay,
and the guy's hauling a boat or bunch of quads or something, and like he takes his hands off the wheel and he's laughing and clapping. Like they show him driving on a road.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I was like,
hands
oh,
on the wheel.
What's it called? Super assist or something? I don't know. Well, anyway, we're getting there, Chris.
Yeah, I just.
But you're right. You'd think with all the stuff.
Just want a nap.
Really. Just
any technology lets me nap.
Yeah, I just want like a 1986 pickup truck. With no nice, GPS, nothing in it.
Nice long love throw it. Shifter, like standard. Yeah.
So much work.
Yeah, love it.
So much work.
Love doing it.
No, I'll pass.
No back seats, obviously.
No back. No way. Two-seater long bed.
Yeah.
If it doesn't start properly, I can just take off the big circular air filter cap and just throw some WD-40 in it and crank her up.
Man, the old days.
Love it.
Nothing you say is interesting to me.
No, I know. You hate all of that.
Not a single word you just said. I just want to get in and go and wake up where I'm supposed to be. That's it. That's all I want. You want to reach a Dougie line? Here's how.
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
That's it for us today. Please check out our podcast. Subscribe. It's on all places you find podcasts. The Biggs and Barr Show. It's free. Cost you nothing. Give her a listen. We appreciate it.
Amy's got another name coming up for the payday, mm-hmm. but a lady right now is sitting at a grand.
Oh, that's all right.
No one called back yesterday. Ooh. One guy called back late, I believe.
That is a nice piece of coin.
Yeah, right, not there. Bad.
Nice piece of coin. So keep, maybe your name can bust up her cash flow there. You know? I mean, it doesn't have to be as aggressive as that.
No,
you just call in and say, hey, it's
just
me. And
start getting, take your opportunity.
Start getting paid. If you're a business or an entertainer or anything that wants to join our party on May 4th at Carlton Place, we'd love, well, you know, the more the merrier. So fill out the form at shay106.com and somebody will get a hold of you. Anything else, gents?
No, I think we're good.
Save the date. If I could just remind, because I was just working on the website, updating the website for our golf tournament, the Biggs and Barr Golf Classic for Autism. So all I'm going to give you is the date, September 7th. It's, it's a long way away.
Can't sign up yet.
No.
But none of that. Put it in your phone or your calendar or write it on your hand. And
I was just thinking of it because I was working on the website yesterday. So save that date. Put it in your calendar.
Okay.
If you're interested. Gents.
Yes.
Have a fantastic weekend.
Until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Jason.
Adieu, fellas.
Okay.
Way less.
Shall dare.
Yeah. Bye. The Biggs and Barr Show.